Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show here this Thursday, April 16th, 2026 edition. Some housekeeping, couple of messages. Barb Bajima, listening down in Kent County area. Go back to the 50s and 60s. Our moms packed our lunch, put it in a bag. We all opened it. Our home-packed lunch from mom. Absolutely. And the kids that didn't have packed lunches were fed basically the same type of lunches from the moms, most of the moms volunteering to work in the school's cafeteria. As a matter of fact, it used to be a thing that we would sit down and trade sandwiches or desserts or cookies or whatever. Oh, man, my mom made me peanut butter and jelly again. Oh, what kind of jelly? Strawberry preserves. Oh, God, I love those. I got bologna sandwich. You want to switch? Sure. I mean, it was part of lunch. Barb, good comment. Brought back some great memories. Absolutely love it. Well, one of the things that we were talking about in the last half hour about filing to be a precinct delegate before May 5th at 4 o'clock, got a couple of text messages during the break. Randy, I've never done this before. I'm listening to your show, hearing you talk about this. I'm not even sure what it is. Well, I'm going to be off the microphone here in 23 minutes. Give me a call. Text me and let me know what time's a good time to call. I'll call you and explain it to you. The biggest reason why I'm asking people to do it this year is because it's a two-year term. If we get elected on August 4th to be a precinct delegate for our community, we get to serve until August of 2028. That election will be a federal national election for president. We won't be voting for governor. We won't be voting for a U.S. senator. We got a new U.S. senator serving six-year term in 2024. That is, of course, Elisa Slotkin. She won't be up for re-election until 2030. Mike Rogers will be running against the Democrat candidate this November, serving a six-year term. He won't be up for re-election until 2032. 2028, folks, is going to be a presidential election. We will be, of course, voting for U.S. congresspeople. They run every 2 years. We will be voting for our state representatives. This year, this election, everybody's on the ballot except for president, state senators, state representatives. We're getting a new governor. We're getting a new attorney general. We're getting a new secretary of state. We're even getting a new U.S. senator. This year is critically important. And I need you guys to be engaged with your local county party. Absolutely. One of the other things, the last part of the puzzle is the fact that we will be electing new leadership of county parties. That's going to happen after the November election. That is going to be critical heading into 2028. And I know it's down the road and you're like, dude, I'm not even interested in the August primary yet. I mean, it's April 16th, Randy, and you're talking about 2028. Believe me, people, celebrating 14 years on the radio yesterday, time flies. It's going to be here before you know it. We haven't even gotten through the primary of 26 yet. We haven't gotten through the November election. I understand all of that. But what you have to understand is the process. It takes time. It takes you being involved, people in your county to know who you are, to basically know what you're wanting to do, what you're willing to do, what you're willing to volunteer, what you're willing to do as far as county events. Here in Antrim County, we have our 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast, third Saturday in July. It's going to be July 18th. Gates will open at 12 noon. We're going to go to 4 o'clock. We're going to have the governor candidates. They're going to show up because the election is just a couple of weeks later on Tuesday, August 4th. This is going to be a great opportunity for you to hear from these candidates, ask them some questions, and decide who you want to support. Here is the other aspect component to that. We absolutely will have an opportunity to be able to not only vet these candidates to know who to vote for, but be put on the map as an event that they want to come to. This election year is huge for them. They need every vote they can get. It's going to be a big event, and we need you guys to put it on your calendar. The following Saturday, after the Fun Shoot Pig Roast in Antrim County, the Michigan Republican Party is doing a big fundraising event at Liberty Mountain, USA, and has got Ted Nugent coming and giving a concert for those attending. All the information can be found on their website, libertymountainusa.com. You can reserve your seat right now. You don't pay for it. You reserve it at the starting price. And as more people hear about this, buy their tickets, reserve their tickets, the price will slide down. Just a couple of weeks before the event, they will lock in the price. Your credit card will be charged then, and you'll be able to get it for the lowest price possible. That's going to be Saturday, July 25th. The event opens, I believe, at 12 noon on that Saturday and goes until dark. Ted Nugent concert, fireworks display. It's going to be huge. And that is on right off of M-115 in Clare County, in a little town called Farwell, Michigan. And then, of course, kicking it all off in July is going to be the 4th of July party celebration back at Liberty Mountain. This is going to be Mark Farner's American Band from Grand Funk Railroad. Fireworks display, big event, big birthday party for the United States. So we've got these events coming up in July on those three Saturdays that I want you guys to know about. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a blast. And this, of course, is going to all happen right before the August 4th primary. We need some time off. We need to have some fun, have some party, hobnob with the candidates. They're all going to be there. So you definitely need to be a part of it. Then we get elected on August 4th for precinct delegates. We pick our candidate and we head into November. It is going to be a great year, and I want you guys to be a part of it. And your local county parties need to know who you are. You need to go to monthly meetings to understand what's happening. Get to know the leaders of your county party. Fill out a membership form. Give them 20, 25, 30 bucks, whatever it is, for dues for the year. And be seen as a leader within your township. That's what we need you guys to do. One of the last things I want to mention is the budget process. Going to be a process that we go through for the next month or so. We'll be talking about it. I'll try to report on the stories that have the most interest, the most impact of Michigan's various areas, districts from around the state. How big will the budget be? That will be the talking points for both the Republican and the Democrat, Jocelyn Benson. Foregone conclusion, Jocelyn Benson will be the Democrat candidate for the governor's race. Of course, former Democrat Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is running as an independent. Probably will pull a lot of Democrat votes away from Jocelyn Benson in the Detroit Wayne County area. I think the Republican will take advantage of that and win. And I predict the Republican may win without even getting 50% of the popular vote. The total vote total, the Republican candidate could become governor with less than 50% because of independent Mike Duggan pulling some of the votes from the Democrats, independents voting for him, or maybe even voting for the Republican, depending on who the candidate is. Going to be a very interesting election. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231 231- 627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Officer Rick, I totally forgot this. Listening from Genesee County, out working road patrol, said it's raining down there, more flooding. John James is way out of touch. So, kind of interesting perspective from him. And then in mentioning the Antrim County Fun Shoot Pig Roast Saturday, July 18th, yes, and who was the very first to buy tickets? Officer Rick and his wife. Yes, Nick Wallace, others, absolutely greatly appreciate it. It's going to be a blast. One of the things that happen as they go through these stories every day, what's going on in Lansing, all of the budget, the roads package, transportation budget. We get little bits and tidbits, and we also have this day in history. Well, electronic check-in stations at 80 Secretary of State branch offices ahead of schedule. Secretary of State completed the installation of check-in and booking stations at branch office locations that do not have a full-time staff or a greeter present, finishing the project 7 months ahead of schedule. Now customers at 80 branch offices can immediately check in or book an appointment using an oversized computer tablet stationed at the front of the office. The Department of State's first installed check-in booking stations are part of a pilot program that began last year, 2025. Alphabetical order, somewhat. Adrian, Elma, Kalamazoo, St. Ignace, and St. John offices. They were the first to get it. Well, based on the successful pilot program, the stations were scheduled to be installed in the remaining 75 offices by November. Well, the project is completed ahead of schedule. So, very, very interesting little tidbit coming from the Secretary of State's office. The trial for the attorney Stephanie Lambert related to an alleged scheme to examine vote tabulators from the 2020 election will not begin on Monday as scheduled. Monday marked the ninth trial date set in the case, but has been delayed while Lambert appeals Oakland County Judge Jeffrey Mattis's ruling on jury instructions. Lambert alleges that Mattis' jury instruction that a person is guilty of undue possession of a voting machine, MCL 168.932B, if he or she has a ballot box without authorization by the Secretary of State or a valid court order, is erroneous. Lambert, who is also charged with a conspiracy to access voting machines and other offenses, has steadfastly maintained that she is charged with a crime that is simply not a crime. The prosecution has argued that there is no model jury instruction for the crime of the undue possession of a voting machine, and that the judge's ruling properly informed the jury of the law. Well, the trial likely won't occur before the midterm elections in November. The judge set a status conference for October the 14th. Lambert faces separate charges in Hillsdale County. Well, as per reported, I believe it was either yesterday or Tuesday's show, the judge in that case is considering dropping the charges against Stephanie Lambert as well as Stephanie Scott, the Adams Township clerk. These cases, folks, are politically motivated and driven by Attorney General Dana Nessel. Just like she went after the Trump electors for signing electoral college votes for Donald Trump in the 2020 November election, while it was going to court, there was all kinds of disputes going on. Ultimately, those charges got dismissed. Well, I believe there's a good chance that these charges against Stephanie Lambert, Stephanie Scott, Matt DiPerno, Dare Rendon, all of these are going to eventually be dropped. But in the meantime, you got to defend yourself. Going to be a very interesting couple of weeks as we wait to hear the decisions by these judges. But as far as her charges down there, this is going to be interesting because the judge Mattis is not going to make the ruling from Oakland County. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan.